This is St. Louis Public Radio. At the end of next school year, the superintendent of the University City School District, Dr. Joylyn Pruitt, says she'll retire after 9 years in the post. Pruitt tells St. Louis Public Radio's Stephanie Lecce that while the accredited district fell below state education standards the past 2 years, there is much that she has accomplished.
We've realigned all of our curriculum. We've realigned our career pathways. We're building a new library. Our early childhood program is growing. We've reinstituted music. That was my mission. That was what I believe I was here to do. And you know, it's time to turn over this great organization to somebody who's going to take it to the next level.
And yet, in the last 2 years, UCity schools have not gotten that 70% of points needed to qualify as accredited.
Do we have a lot of work to do? Yes. Anybody who knows us in UCity know that we say that. We have some work to do, but it's about continuous progress. In cycle four, the district for the first time gained its full accreditation outright. And by outright, we had the points. Did the game change when we went to cycle five? It did, but we are still chipping away at cycle five. At the end of the day, I know that it's points that count as it relates to whether you're fully accredited. But in education, it should be about educating kids and giving them a foundation that is going to help them become lifelong competitive individuals. And sometimes that's not reflected in a test score. Our ACT scores are going up every year. Our scores in science, particularly at the high school, are really growing. The number of students in AP classes, growing. We had 205 kids who walked into University City High School last year as seniors. They all walked across the stage this May. When we look at our raw scores right now, our raw scores look pretty good. I am optimistic. At the end of the day, it depends on what the results are.
Does that put the pressure on you, though, to leave this district in the best place it can be, that is fully accredited?
One of the reasons that my retirement is at the conclusion of next year is because I want to be here when that data comes out. And if at the end of the day we may just miss the target, then yes, I stand here on that. UCity is just a diamond in the rough. And I will tell you, when I came to UCity, I used to hear this thing called Uniquely UCity. And I would think, yeah, okay, so what is that? It is truly, truly a unique place to work. It is, I'm getting emotional. When we talk about becoming the destination school district, that is going to happen. We are going to rewrite the history and the narrative of UCity schools. And everyone knows change takes time.
What would you say the next person who comes in, what will they have to do?
I want the person who follows me to stay focused on what matters most for kids. And one of the things that this community has said to us is they want us to focus on the uniqueness that kids have and to celebrate the accomplishments that they make, regardless of how small they are. So the kid who is working really hard to get that C, celebrate that C. It may not take him to advanced on the math test. He may have come out of below basic into basic. Celebrate that. Listen to the community. This is one of the most engaging communities I've ever been in. But they will tell you when their voice is not being heard. But they are passionate about this school system because they believe that our kids can and will succeed.
Well, Dr. Joylyn Pruitt, thank you so much.
Thank you.